Well, my next guest says the economic package that was passed earlier today contains too much spending, too little stimulative spending, and forget it, he says. If you really believe that the bill's construction was done in a bipartisan fashion, Senator James Inhofe, a Republican senator from the great state of Oklahoma, and joins us now. Senator, great to have you back with us.
Nice to be with you, Lou.
You know, I was. Did you happen to hear Henrietta Hughes?
I did not. I was trying to. The audio wasn't very good when you played it for me right now.
Yeah, it was a remarkable moment because this woman is obviously homeless. She and her family living out of a small car in Fort Myers, Florida. She points out there's a two-year backlist to get into public housing, having a real tough time. And a lot of folks across the country sharing exactly the same experience. And I think about all that's going on in this stimulus package that, frankly, doesn't have much to do with her or lots of folks around the country just like her, and really doesn't do too much, in my opinion, doesn't do enough for folks who've lost their jobs. We've got now about 22 million people, as you know, Senator, who are both long-term unemployed, underemployed, and just laid off. I mean, what are... You know, this legislation is peculiar to me because there's almost everything in the world in this except to focus on those kinds of folks who need real help, real quick, and real specifically. And we're now in a situation where there's not even a partisan battle because the Democrats have got such a majority. What you're thinking about what's going on?
Well, Lou, first of all, this is supposed to be a stimulus bill. Now, if you want to address all the social problems that are out there, there are a lot of them out there, and they need to be addressed, and we have a process for that. This is not the process. What offends me, Lou, is they call this a stimulus bill. I spent a long time looking at this prior. Now, I have to say it's before the so-called compromise, but that honestly didn't change it at all.
The compromise with three Republican senators.
Well, you know, let's keep in mind, don't let anyone on your show come in and try to say this is bipartisan. You've got three Republicans in, out of 535 members of Congress. So this is 100% Democrat. But here's my problem. If you want to stimulate the economy, we know how to stimulate the economy. We've done it before. John Kennedy has done it. Ronald Reagan has done it. And there are provisions where you can stimulate it. I analyzed this, and I found two tax provisions in the Senate bill that would give a little bit of stimulant. That one was an accelerated appreciation. One was a loss carryback. I think it went from 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those would be all right, but when you add it up and put it in the context of the cost, that's less than 4%. Then I had an amendment that would have put more money into military construction and to beef up the amount of money that would be spent on spade-ready projects for roads and highways, a desperate need for America.
Mm-hmm.
And we have $64 billion of such projects waiting right now. This bill has a total of $27 billion. That's 3% of the total of the bill for that. We added up, and that's 7% stimulus and 93% spending. That's my big problem with it. If you want to address all these problems for Mrs. Hughes and other people, let's do it and do it in the way with the proper committees and address these problems, but not try to do it in a bill that they're calling a stimulus bill. This is the largest spending bill in the history of the world. I mean, this is huge. And they have done it all on their own. It's all Democrats, and they're all rejoicing now. I agree with John Ensign. They ought to go ahead and put the cameras in there on this conference that they're having.
Yeah, I think that's a fascinating idea that Senator Ensign has proposed. And it'll be fascinating because I take the president at his word. He wants transparency and accountability that certainly would Senator Ensign has given him a way to achieve that, don't you think?
Well, and that would be a good thing if they're able to do it. But anyway, we have a lot of things there. I won't read. I know everybody does that. All the spending that's in here, but that's what it's all about.
Well, let me ask you this: you guys are in the minority. You're getting steamrolled, just as you steamrolled the Democrats at a couple of points over the years. What is the role for the Republican Party here? Because one of the great spectacles is watching President Obama with town hall meetings in Fort Myers today, in Elkhart, Indiana yesterday, a one-hour primetime news conference last night. He's not there to get votes because he frankly doesn't need you all.
Well, he's there because he's getting votes. Don't kid yourself. But you asked the question of what I would suggest we do the same thing we did in 1992. In 1992, it was a wake-up call for us. We went back to our conservative base. We wanted to do things. Hillary health care came up, and right now another type of health care is coming up that's very similar to Hillary health care. Right. And I think the American people will be just as much on our side now as they were in 1992. So I think we just need to learn the lesson of having been a majority and having gotten a little bit greedy and go back to where we were and do exactly what we did in 1992, and I think people are going to be surprised.
You know, a lot of people forget, but I certainly never will, because I was unaccustomed to the Republicans in 1994 coming forward with ideas as they did. And they came with something called the Contract for America, 10 items, and Newt Gingrich, who, frankly, by the way, I've never... I've never been a big fan of Newt Gingrich's, but I have to give him credit for pulling that Contract with America together, because he brought ideas to Washington, D.C. For his party and prevailed. And do you think the Republican Party needs some ideas right now?
And that's what happened. Actually, that happened after the Republicans took over as a majority. And I think Republicans have the ideas now. We know what we've and I think being outspoken, for example, I can't remember whether you agreed with this or not. I think I was on your show last October. I was kind of leading the opposition to the $700 billion bailout.
Right.
And I had all the good reasons. And
you can bet I didn't, that I absolutely was opposed to that bailout.
That did a great disservice, because that came from Democrats and Republicans, and it got to people to reprogramming people's thinking, so they think in larger numbers. Now they're looking at $838 billion dollars. Well, so what? That was $700 billion, $800 billion. What's the difference? What they don't realize is, and Heritage came out with something I think is really good, the actual hidden welfare costs over this 10-year period will amount to $17,400 a family. So we need to talk about these things, that there is a cost for this, and do we really want to reevaluate the role of government to the extent that we lose what's made this country so wealthy?
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. And you figure out what $17,500 would do for a woman like Henrietta Hughes and her family. It gets downright obscene to think that Congress and President George W. Bush pushed through a $700 billion bailout for Hank Paulson's buddies on Wall Street. Sort of nauseating. Senator Inhofe, it's always a great pleasure to talk with you. We thank you very much for being with us here today.
Geithner was one of the buddies in that deal.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's all part of the Bob Rubin Acolyte Association. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Senator Inhofe.